Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Film Talks On Air. I'm your host, Jane Ross, and my very special guest today is Kieran Charnock. Hey, Kieran, how are you today?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you're calling, well, I'm calling you, rather. We're having a chat, but I'm in here in Masterton in the studio, and whereabouts are you today?
I'm in Auckland today.
How's that working out for you?
I've grown to accept the place. I can deal with it now. I still prefer the Wairarapa and Wellington, but I'm here and I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah, well, we prefer you to be here as well. It's always a delight to have you visit. And it was a flying visit for the Wairarapa Film Festival back in May, but I really wanted to catch up with you about a particular film that's been selected as part of the New Zealand Best Short Film selection for Whare Marama New Zealand International Film Festival. It's a film directed by Briar March, who I'm a big, huge fan of. I love her work. I love her as a person, as a human. And I'm going to ask all manner of questions about what it was like to work with her, but I'd love just to hear from you. Tell us about this particular film called I See You. What's it about?
I See You is a film we shot over a year ago now, I believe. And it's a film about a young couple who have a child who's born with Down syndrome, and the young mother, who's I think you could say she's the center of the story. It's about her journey from love her child, because when this child's first born with Down syndrome, she's obviously not expecting it, and she has a difficult time accepting the child as her daughter.
Wow. Right?
So it's it's very personal to the director, the writer director Briar. I think it's a really brave story to capture and tell, and very honest. I was happy to be a part of it.
How did you come to be part of it?
I actually, this doesn't usually happen, but Briar reached out through my agent and just asked if I would consider being involved. Yeah, she had seen some things I'd done before, and that's also my favorite way to get a job, is to no audition required, and just somebody who likes what you do asks if you want to be a part of it.
How lovely that you have that canon of films behind you now that can speak to your talents.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened before. No, I'm pretty sure that's never happened before. And I hope that it does happen again, because it was a really relaxing way of getting a job. And but often, even though I've been lucky enough to do quite a few projects now, and I have quite an extensive showreel, even though I have those things, I often find that people really still want to audition you see if you can still do, I think it's hard for people to, and also there's financiers involved, so it's hard. Sometimes they need to show this audition footage to people who don't really have as much faith in you.
Finance at stake. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. So it was a very relaxing way to be given a role. Was it a very relaxing film to be part of?
It was really, I think it was actually, for me, it was quite relaxing, because the character that I play is loves his daughter from the minute she's born. Oh. He loves her, and there's no question there for him. And so I got to play sort of a happy-go-lucky really happy. You know, he loves. He didn't have the struggle that his wife was having, and yeah, I mean, and it was the first time I've ever worked with a really young child, sort of baby. I can't really remember how old Susanna Grace was, who plays the baby in the film, but she was very, very young. I want to say under 1 year old.
Wow.
And that was really exciting, actually. That was one of my favorite parts of the project, was working with a baby because they're such good actors, because they're not playing a character, obviously. Well, to my knowledge, she didn't play a character. She wasn't putting on her character. But they're very truthful. And the best thing about it was that the baby can detect how you feel. So you had to feel really at ease, and you had to feel really calm and loving. Otherwise, she would pick up on it and she would start crying during a take. So that was such an ultimate challenge for me, and I really enjoyed it. And there were times when I just did not succeed at all. And I remember one scene, we were in the kitchen, and she had to pass... she had to pass the baby to me during the take, and the baby was calm with the mum when she's supposed to be distressed, and when she got to me she was crying. So it was the opposite way around, and it was hard to get that scene. Yeah, you can't really, it's hard. Yeah, there are challenges, I suppose, to working with a baby. Yeah,
I do remember you talking to me about this a year ago when you were here for the Wairarapa Film Festival and 2023, mm-hmm. and I was really excited for you to be heading back to Auckland to be working with Briar as a director and writer.
That's right.
We were screening another film that had been selected for the New Zealand Best Short Films last year, so two in a row. You're doing really well. Now, I'm looking at the program, it said a total of 95 films were actually submitted for this year's New Zealand Best Short Film Competition. Five ended up being selected as finalists. Yours is one of them.
Yeah.
That's a pretty very good compliment.
Yeah. Oh, it's really nice. Yeah. I think not all of the credit, but the majority of the credit goes to Briar for that, because she's a very experienced filmmaker. And I know she's worked for many years to actually realize this story, many years. So, and she is a fantastic collaborator, and she's very dedicated to telling her stories. And in this case, this is the one I observed her tell. She's very dedicated to it and put everything into it. So it was a real pleasure to work with her.
Fantastic. Was it hard for you to, like, how long did you actually spend getting into character? Because I know from previous films that you do spend quite a lot of time and a lot of detail going into becoming the character that you play.
Yeah. For this one, it was actually, it was different. I did this differently to things I'd done before, and I didn't, all the work really went into forming relationships with the person playing my wife and the baby playing my daughter, I suppose. I just went into being, I focused all my energy on just being relaxed and comfortable around both of them.
That so is it was really
a bit
different.
It was a bit of a different, it's really different for me, but
how nice to have a role where you just had to concentrate on being really relaxed.
I know. I really enjoyed it, and I thought I must try this again sometime.
Well, I'm really very much looking forward to seeing this with an audience at Regent 3 Cinemas. I'm just checking we've got one screening, which is happening on Sunday, the 1st of September at 10:30 a.m.
So
really encourage everyone to come along and check out this film, starring our local boy, ex-Rath Kiel College student, Kieran Charnock. I know. Now,
thank you.
I'm thinking that as much as I would love to have you here, I know that you're getting ready to go overseas. So what is happening in your world?
I'm going over to Canada soon to film, to do a film over there, which is really, really exciting. And really exciting and incredible, really. And I'm not sure how much I can say about it at the moment, but I can say that it's a comedy film. Which
a comedy?
I'm really,
did you say a comedy?
Yeah.
Yay!
Which I'm thrilled about. It's a comedy, and I've actually never done a in screen. I've never done a comedy before.
No.
It's a huge kind of relief, and because what happens, I think, in film, maybe in theatre as well, but I'm not so sure about it, particularly in film world, is once you start playing certain people, people start seeing you, and they really do think that that's you.
Mm.
And they think that whatever they see, they think, oh, that's that guy. So, you know, if I'm playing a, if I'm playing a tortured sort of man, you know, so I think, oh, that look at that man there. He's so tortured. If I can't think of a tortured character, I'll ask him to play that person. But they sort of can quite seriously forget that these people are actors and that their job is to become different people. So, I mean, I was fortunate to get this new role in a comedy where the character is very, very different to anyone I've played before. And I was speaking to my mum yesterday, actually, on the phone. And I was telling her that the biggest challenge for this one is going to be for me to accept that I can have fun, because I'm not used to that. I'm not used to being be able to enjoy myself during the process of it.
It's a different
kind of enjoyment. It's like a pushing myself and depriving myself of certain things, which I get a satisfaction out of at the end of the day. But for this, you know, it's going to be a process of, oh, I can laugh during the day. Oh, I can be silly. This is okay. Am I doing the job properly?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be really new experience for you, to do it, and it's a feature film, right? You're going to be how long are you going to be shooting for?
The film shoots for 4 weeks
in Canada, and it's a comedy.
I'm playing a very egocentric person in the music scene. So I've got to do a bit of,
You're not allowed
to say. I actually don't know. I can probably say everything, but I don't want to say stuff and then lose the job. It would be quite funny.
No, that's not going to happen. Yeah. That will not be funny.
That would be really funny. We could do a follow-up interview.
I'm
not going, anymore. Yeah, but I'm really excited and very grateful. Just it's incredible. I can tell you how I got the role, actually. That's quite interesting.
Yes, please.
So this all came about maybe two or three weeks ago. And this is a really interesting thing about, for people who, you know, don't know much about the acting world, is that things can really change in a day. So 3 weeks ago I wasn't going to Canada, and 3 weeks ago I didn't even know that there was a film filming in Canada. And then I got a call from my agent, and she said, oh, you know, there's this film, they really need to see an audition really soon. It was something like, you need to get it to them within 2 days, you know.
Wow.
And I think it was about 3 pages of dialogue I had to learn and everything. And I did that. And that was just the start of it all. After I sent it off, they said, nah, I got a reply. And because they're in Canada, the time differences were different. So often, so I would get, over that week, I got three calls at about 3 or 4 p.m. saying, yeah, they really love this. Can they see you do this scene now? And then, they really loved that. Can you do this? And it was like, yeah, so three, almost in a row, but three nights I was getting something at 3 or 4 p.m. And one of them was like 4 or 5 pages. And did it overnight. It got it sent back about 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh.
And then, yeah, at the end, they said, yeah.
You're recording yourself doing the scene?
Yeah.
At 2 in the morning?
Recording.
Wow.
Yeah, recording. One of them, my flatmate, helps me read the lines. Oh, she read the lines off camera. And another one, I had to ring my friend to come over at about 10 p.m. I rang him and I was like, hey, can you, you know, I owe you one. Can you come over? And so he like drove half an hour from his place over to mine and we doing some sort of screaming. One scene was like screaming at each other at like 11 p.m. and then, yeah, cut the tape and send it. So it was a hell of a week.
The not-so-secret life of an actor. All the neighbors would have wondered what was going on inside.
it was funny. I'm getting more and more used to my self-consciousness is lowering though.
Good.
I do this, so that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm talking to myself on the street all the time now as I'm sort of learning lines or something. I used to be bothered by it, but now I just mutter away to myself.
Well, you know, I think you're in good company doing that. So it's like, yeah, when you've got all that stuff in your head and you need to practice, I just think go for it too. Yeah. You know, just let it go.
Yeah. It is interesting because I had so many different lines, and I actually auditioned for two characters last week, and they were both really complex characters, and I realized I was at some meditation group and talking with someone, and I realized I had like, you know, altogether about 20 pages of dialogue from two people's lives in my head that had been going, and I'd been up, you know, three nights of life, and I realized I was starting to think, who am I right now? Am I more these guys or am I more Kieran? I'm pretty confused.
Yeah, I can imagine that happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite funny.
To be honest, and I'm going to be really honest, when I'm writing, and I'm writing about a particular character or a person, and I become that person. You know, I hear them and how they would speak when I'm writing. And if that comes out loud, then that's just all part of the process, eh? That's my rationale.
Yeah, right. Well, I think that's what you're doing. When you're writing or acting, you're literally just putting yourself in that person's shoes as best you can.
Exactly.
And if you're in the shoes, then yeah. I mean, whilst you're not actually them, you are, you know, trying to channel them as much as you can. So it makes sense to me, for sure.
Mm. Well, I'm glad we've shared.
Yeah,
it's all coming all right. out on today's podcast.
You're gonna be okay.
You are gonna be okay. And hey, I'm really excited for you for just going off overseas. Is this your first offshore production?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's crazy. It's exciting. And I really was thinking about it today. Actually, I'm looking forward to hopefully bringing the film to the Wairarapa Film Festival next
week.
Oh,
yes,
really
please.
Lovely.
Well, yeah. I've already had the conversation with Briar March that we're going to screen some of her films here next year as well, bringing her down.
Awesome.
Loving that connection. Yeah. So I would love that film to come to the Wairarapa Film Festival as well. Mm. Taking it international. So it's going to be great. But this is great, and I'm really pleased that yet again I can have a conversation with you about one of your films that's made it into the New Zealand International Film Festival. Well done, Kieran.
Yeah, thanks, Jane. And thanks for all your support of film and of filmmakers or actors or people involved in film from all around New Zealand, but particularly from coming from the Wairarapa. It's great to have such a supportive voice. Helping people out because Sorry, I'm not really that good at speaking, but you're it's very encouraging, the light that you shine upon the work of people who are working in film.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. I think we've got, don't we have some amazing storytellers? And the stories are important. Oh, yeah. So I'm just very happy to be a part of actually just helping to share those stories. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Great. Well, I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to watch the space on the, you know, keep us updated about this film. I'm really intrigued. Yeah. I'm really happy you're doing a comedy. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And go well and travel well. And thank you so much for spending time talking with me today.
No, thank you.
All right.
No, thanks.
Kia ora. Bye-bye.
Okay.